Welcome, witches, to episode 25 of Witch Talk. I'm your host, Bria, Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, and Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of July 29th to August 4th, 2024. You know, I'm currently about 6 months into doing these weekly forecasts, give or take, and I realized a while ago, and I'm now trying to actively do something about it, is that I am uncomfortable in my style as a podcaster, as an astrologer, and it's something you all get to see. I'm really trying to find my groove here, which I'm not embarrassed about at all, but when you make changes and find your groove and there's a huge audience to see you do it, it can be a bit daunting. And as a Scorpio, I'm constantly changing, constantly evolving, constantly molding myself into whatever seems right in the moment, and I love that. But as for someone who has a platform, it can kind of feel weird to not have a consistent way of doing things, you know, feeling like people expect a certain version of me or a certain style of me. And some of you may be confused right now, so let me explain a bit more. I am very Gen Z and very silly and stupid and sarcastic and all of the coconut tree TikTok Gen Z archetypes, but I'm also extremely serious and I take my job seriously. So sometimes I feel as though my delivery has to also be serious and informational and right to the point, especially because I have a wide range of ages who tune into me. But then there are also the episodes where I turn into a history teacher and just want to talk about mythology and folklore and relate it to astrology because it's very much related and it's one of my favorite subjects. And if you follow the Topaz Instagram, you know I post a bunch of Y2K film pictures, especially with the mood boards. I don't know how to explain it. If you don't follow the Instagram and don't exactly know what I'm talking about, you're not gonna get it. But I also don't know why I feel the need so much to fit into a box and have a certain style or aesthetic for Topaz, but I do think establishing some sort of brand identity would be helpful. And so I'm saying all of this because if you have noticed or start to notice that the language or style of word choice or format I use in this podcast changes around a lot, it's simply because I'm trying to figure out my voice in the astrology world and how I want to communicate my knowledge to all of you. Every astrologer is different and relays information differently. And I think for the past 6 months, I've just been spitting out stuff however way I feel when I record, which I respect. But as the Topaz audience expands, I'd like to have a more cohesive way of doing things so you guys know what to expect from me. Just something I'm thinking about today and wanted to share with you all. And if anyone has any suggestions for things they'd like to see or hear, feel free to reach out through the Topaz email. With that being said, let's get into this week's forecast. The last 3 days of July are fairly chill. The moon enters Gemini on the 29th and then enters Cancer on the 31st. And that's all for new ingresses, aspects, or transits. When the moon enters Gemini, expect a boost in mental energy and social interactions. Emotions during this time become more fluid and conversational, encouraging people to work through our feelings through dialogue. Whenever the moon is in Gemini, it's a prime time for networking, learning, and doing different hobbies or interests. But always with Gemini, be mindful of potential restlessness or distraction because Gemini's energy can lead to a scattered focus. Then with the moon in Cancer, themes of home, family, and personal security are on our minds. Emotional responses become more intuitive and empathetic, making it a great time for self-care and deepening family connection. On August 1st, the Sun in Leo forms a trine to the North Node in Aries at 4:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A Sun in Leo trine to the North Node is about taking a step in the right direction for our destiny. The Sun, seated in its domicile of Leo, shines with vitality and creative sovereignty. It embodies the essence of what great self-expression, leadership, and personal glory looks like. Glory is such a good word for Leo, so put that in your Leo vocab banks. In astrology, the Sun in Leo is an extremely powerful force embodying both the authority of kingship and the creative abilities of the artist. So this is a transit where your sense of purpose and direction aligns very harmoniously with your destined path. The North Node in Aries calls for a fearless drive of your true calling, really going after what you want. But the thing is that this isn't just about superficial accolades or impulsive actions. The Sun, in its role as the heart of the zodiac, emphasizes the need for actions that come from a place of authenticity and integrity, and the North Node representing a point of growth and evolution asks us to consider how our personal aspirations align with our broader soul-level journey in life. It's a reminder to balance the drive for personal achievement with a higher purpose, ensuring that what we do and go after contribute to our overall growth as a person. The next day, August 2nd, Venus in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus at 9:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. When Venus in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus, we are put into An electrifying moment of unexpected change and revolutionary love. I cannot emphasize enough that Uranus triggers are always going to be unexpected. This alignment brings together the passionate, self-expressive energy of Venus in Leo with the unpredictable, honestly, earth-shaking force of Uranus in Taurus. Uranus in Taurus is so powerful, but together these two highlight tensions and opportunities for transformations in matters related to love, beauty, and values. Venus, the planet of love, beauty, and harmony, is in Leo, a sign that amplifies her desire for grand gestures and dramatic flair and heartfelt connections. Leo's influence encourages Venus to express affection with boldness and creativity, looking for admiration and loyalty. But this square to Uranus and Taurus introduces a disruptive and liberating force to the mix. Venus in Leo embodies the archetype of the regal lover, someone who craves to be adored and to shine brightly in relationships. And so this square to Uranus challenges that regal comfort, shaking up established patterns and demanding a break from conventional things. The tension of the square aspect is a clash between the desire for stable, loyal affection, so Venus in Leo, and the need for freedom, novelty, and authenticity. That's going to be Uranus in Taurus. This transit can manifest as sudden changes in relationships, unexpected attractions, or a strong urge to break free from limiting circumstances. It's a reminder to embrace the unconventional and to allow space for individuality within the framework of partnerships and relationships. To be your own person within a relationship. Uranus wants Venus to innovate and to look for beauty and love in new, uncharted territories, even if it means disrupting what was already built. The symbolism here is very rich. This transit can mean a period where rigid structures in our lives, love lives specifically, and aesthetic preferences might be shaken, leading to exciting but potentially unsettling developments. It's a time to question whether our relationships and values truly reflect our evolving selves or if they need a radical update. This is an excellent time to experiment with new forms of self-expression, to take bold steps in love, and to release attachments that no longer serve our highest good. From a mundane perspective, this alignment might bring shifts in societal values, financial markets, or art trends, reflecting a broader movement towards innovation. It's a moment to watch for breakthroughs and unexpected developments, both personally and collectively. Moving on August 3rd, when Mars in Gemini forms a sextile to the North Node at 1:16 p.m., we have an invigorating alignment that propels us toward purposeful action and strategic communication. It's an aspect that has a very energetic and multifaceted nature to it. Mars in Gemini is a thinker and a doer, using words and ideas as weapons and tools for navigating the world. And so the sextile to the North Node, positioned in this bold and assertive sign of Aries, as we know by now, creates an opportunity for these mental and communicative abilities to align pretty seamlessly, I would say, with someone's higher purpose and karmic path. Mars in Gemini represents the warrior scholar, someone who strategizes and adapts through information and dialogue. So this transit highlights a period where quick thinking and adaptability can open doors to big opportunities aligned with someone's destiny. Whether it's starting a new business, starting some sort of new learning journey, or leading a project, this transit supports bold moves that are well informed and strategically planned. It's a cosmic nudge, I would say, to take actions that are not only courageous, but also clever and well articulated. Networking, negotiations, and starting new ventures are great for this, as the energies of Mars and the North Node work together to support each other. And then on the 4th of August, we have a new moon in Leo and Venus entering Virgo. The new moon in Leo at 7:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is a nice moment in the lunar cycle where the sun and moon align in the sign of Leo. This alignment brings a surge of creative energy and desire for self-expression. In astrology, the new moon represents a time of new beginnings, a chance to set intentions and initiate projects that reflect our deepest passions. And Leo emphasizes the themes of personal power, leadership, and the need to shine brightly in our chosen field. During this new moon, we're encouraged to reconnect with our inner child, to explore what truly brings us joy and fulfillment. Leo's influence invites us to step into the spotlight, to take pride in our achievements, and to embrace a sense of playfulness and creativity. This is an ideal time for launching creative projects, doing anything artsy, and taking bold steps towards personal goals that resonate with our authentic values. This new moon also highlights the importance of courage and heart. Leo is associated with the heart and the center of our being, symbolizing the need to act from a place of integrity and passion. It's a moment to align our actions with our true desires and to lead with confidence. The fiery energy of Leo supports us in overcoming fears and doubts, encouraging us to pursue our dreams with determination. And this new moon in Leo can also bring a focus on themes related to children and entertainment and recreation. It's a time to celebrate life, to enjoy the pleasures of creativity and self-expression, and to nurture the playful aspects of our nature. So whether through art, through social engagements, or simply by indulging in hobbies that bring you joy, this new moon wants us to infuse our lives with vibrancy and enthusiasm. Since the sign directly hosting the new moon is Leo, Leo risings, suns, and moons will feel the impact most strongly, especially early or mid-degree. This is a powerful time for Leo placements to set intentions and start projects that align with their passions and personal growth. Opposite Leo, Aquarius risings will experience this new moon as an activation of their seventh house. So for Aquarius risings, Aquarius placements, the focus may be on relationships and collaborations. Think about how your personal goals align with your partnerships and set intentions that balance your individuality with your interactions with other people. And then last thing for the week, Venus entering Virgo at 10:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Venus finds herself in a sign that emphasizes refinement, precision, and a service-oriented approach to relationships and aesthetics. Venus in Virgo encourages us to look for beauty and simplicity and to focus on the practical aspects of love. This transit is less about grand romantic gestures like Leo and more about thoughtful, meaningful actions that show care and consideration for someone. It's a time to focus on the details that contribute to overall well-being in relationships, to refine our interactions, and to approach love with a sense of duty and devotion. That's very, very Virgo theme. Virgo's influence is affections that are expressed through acts of service and practical support. Venus in Virgo is also very favorable for health and wellness and motivates us to take care of our bodies, to adopt healthier routines, and to find balance in our daily lives. And that emphasis on refinement and precision can mean improvements in diet, exercise, and overall lifestyle. It's a time to appreciate the small, consistent efforts that lead to greater harmony and well-being. In terms of aesthetics, Venus in Virgo favors a more minimalist and functional approach. So this is a time to declutter, to organize, and to create environments that are both beautiful and practical. I think the beauty of Venus in Virgo lies in its subtlety and its focus on quality over quantity. That's what I really, really love about it. It's about finding elegance in the simple things and ensuring that every detail contributes to a cohesive and harmonious whole. Venus in Virgo is one of my favorite Venus placements, but Venus is also in its fall when placed in Virgo. So this placement is considered challenging because it represents a departure from the qualities that Venus naturally embodies. Venus traditionally rules beauty, pleasure, and love, while Virgo is known for its analytical, meticulous, and service-oriented nature. So the contrast between Venus's desire for harmony and indulgence and Virgo's focus on detail and practicality does create a tension that can affect how Venetian themes manifest during this transit. Venus's fall in Virgo means a period where the planet's natural energy towards romance and aesthetics may be expressed in a more subdued or critical ways. Instead of grand gestures and dramatic expressions of affection, Venus in Virgo tends to manifest through small, practical acts of service and attention to detail. Love might be shown through thoughtful actions and problem solving rather than overt displays of emotion. And this could also lead to a heightened focus on the practical aspects of relationships, like improving daily routines, addressing issues in partnerships, or refining personal habits. And obviously, because it's in Virgo, the analytical and sometimes critical nature of that sign can also lead to more scrutiny in relationships and aesthetics. So even though it encourages us to look for beauty and functionality and simplicity, it can also lead to a tendency to nitpick or become overly concerned with imperfection. I personally really like Venus in Virgo. Yes, it can become a little bit neurotic, but when channeled the right way, it's quite beautiful. Kind of reminds me of Brie Vandekamp from Desperate Housewives. Okay, witches, that's a wrap on this episode of Witch Talk. Pretty chill week. A lot of thinking about destiny and how to have fun, so enjoy it. Next week, Mercury retrograde starts, so mentally gear up for that. But I hope you all enjoy your new moon in Leo and have a wonderful week. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. And don't forget to take advantage of the birth chart deep dive discount until August 25th. Link is in the show notes. Join me next week as we continue our journey through the cosmos. And until then, keep slaying and stay witchy. Bye!